kind of watching the highlights and listening to it last night a little bit on the radio. The Vikings had the ball. They had 2 minutes left, and in the last two plays, offensive plays, they had third down and fourth down and four near midfield, and the ball ended up not getting into the hands of their best athlete. A little bit of a head scratcher there.
Absolutely. And they had time and at least one timeout at that point that, you know, if you give it to him on third and four, it's likely he's going to get the first down, and then the clock stops. And, you know, so it wasn't a situation where they only had, you know, 20 seconds left and they had to throw the ball the last two plays.
Right.
They could have ran. They could have ran the ball some more. They didn't seem like – I remember seeing them last year. They seemed like they were did a better job last year throwing the ball to him. And last night and this year as a whole, I didn't really see them, you know, involving him much in screens and other ways to get him the ball in the air. That might be difficult, and because as much as he's keyed on, as soon as he goes out for a pass route, I'm sure he's covered immediately. I was a little surprised and frankly disappointed for the kid. That's kind of how he goes out. Is that, you know, he doesn't touch the ball in the last couple of plays, and it was third and makeable. If you watch the game too. I don't know. I think he had like one carry in the first quarter they used him as a decoy for the entire first quarter. So really he put up those yards in about like 2.5 quarters.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. Yeah. Hopewell last night, just 7 passing yards, Shell obviously with the big night as he has had many of those. I tell you, Franklin Regional showing a lot of guts last night. A lot of people questioned, you know, them coming out of the greater Allegheny, how good they were going to be. You know, Greg Botta was on a few weeks ago. You know, we haven't really played, you know, anybody, I guess, per se. People are going to question that. But yet they were able – down 2 touchdowns, no less. Down 2 touchdowns. They get a turnover from Hopewell. They convert it into a touchdown, score again, and then they haven't kicked a field goal in 2-plus seasons. And sure enough, their first attempt last night goes through. Is Franklin Regional under the radar with Central Valley? And I guess, you know, presumably Knock and Franklin Regional, I guess, are going to be the upstarts. You know, so, I mean, obviously Central, you're defending AAA champions. They continue to roll. They get a rematch with Montour. I don't see any reason why Central doesn't win that game. Next week, we're going to have a David maybe versus Goliath in AAA, do you think? Does Franklin Regional and not qualify as a David?
You wouldn't think so at 10, or one of them is going to be 11-0.
Right.
You wouldn't think that the 2 or the 3 seed would qualify as that. But I'll be honest with you, if you've watched the games, if you've watched the AAA teams play, I think that's true, especially if it's Knock. Knock not having the success that Franklin Regional has had in the last, 10 to 20 years. They've been good, but they haven't won a Whipple championship like Franklin Regional has. If Knock makes it, it is definitely the David versus Goliath story. I thought this from the beginning, that I thought Montour should have been one of the top 2 or 3 seeds so that they split those two on the side of the bracket.
Mm.
Because I really thought that Montour and Central Valley were maybe the best 2 teams in AAA. If they would have split that bracket up the way I would have preferred, you would have seen Franklin Regional against Montour and Knock versus Central Valley this week. But as it is, it looks like, you know, possibly the 2 best teams in AAA might be playing each other on Friday night. To take nothing away from Franklin Regional, you know, they showed guts. They played hard. Frankly, they played a lot better than when I saw them against Bell Vernon the week before. They got a little lucky there at the end, too, because Hopewell's driving in the fourth quarter and their fullback fumbled the exchange. And Robin Wolf didn't really talk about it, but that Nolan Harmato has that cast on his left hand. They ran the ball to their right, which meant that he had to hand the ball off backhanded with his right hand. And I think that exchange hurt them, especially with a kid that doesn't get the ball as much as Shell. So he's not used to that exchange as much, that backhanded exchange. And that hurt him. I mean, they were driving. They were on the 20-yard line with about 5 or 6 minutes left. If you keep feeding the ball to Shell, you might take a 28-21 lead, and it's a different ballgame.
Craig McConnell, coordinating producer over at Root Sports, joining us here on the Rivertown Hotline, talking about last night's quarterfinal playoff action. Boy, you look at, I think it's 11 of the 16 teams that have moved on to the semifinals undefeated. North Allegheny, Central Catholic, Central Valley, Franklin Regional, Knock, Aliquippa, Jeanette, Seton LaSalle, Clareton, Stowe Rocks, and Bishop Canavan. You got a couple of teams in there with just one loss, like Rochester, Greensburg, Central Catholic, Upper St. Clair, you throw that in there. This has been a year where the top seeds are advancing. And, you know, there are upsets from time to time, but the cream has really risen to the top. Is that a bit surprising to you?
Not really. I guess I wouldn't be surprised if there were an upset or two. Usually I think that's kind of, the way it is. That, you know, a team that you don't expect to lose does end up losing maybe in the quarters before they get to the semis. But I think, you know, there was an article written in the Post-Gazette a couple weeks ago about scoring and why there's so much scoring this year. And I agreed with the Springdale head coach, Chuck Wagner, that I think it's, you know, lately it's kind of a case of haves versus have-nots. And I think this is one of those years where the best teams are really good. Frankly, I think every team has a decent shot at winning a state championship beyond the Whippeals. And the rest of the Whippeal, and especially the bottom end, is quite frankly really bad. Some, not the rest of the Whippeal, but you know, the teams that aren't very good are a lot worse than they are this year, and the teams that are good are a lot better maybe than they are in any given year. So I think there's just kind of a class separation, and it's proving itself out in the playoffs as, you know, the undefeated teams are still playing.
You know, it's funny you mention that, because I think in the history of the state playoffs, I think the Whippeal has swept once. I think they've gotten three championships twice. And this is just off the top of my head, so it's very rare. And it's funny you mention that, because, you know, Central Valley just doesn't show any signs of slowing down. Quad A, you've got, you know, two or three teams there that are, you know, if they, whichever one makes it through is going to be hard to beat. In Double A, same thing applies. And in Single A, you've got Clareton and Stowe Rocks with their three Division One kids and these underclassmen that are really good. It wouldn't surprise me if the Whippeal District 7 champions went right through to Hershey and won it all.
Yeah, I think the only problem would be that on the eastern side there, you have Archbishop Wood in AAA, who's stacked, and then you have West Catholic, who's lost some games early, but I saw them. They were ridiculously stacked for a Double-A team, and when they beat South Fayette last year, in the state finals, those two being you know, non-Quad A private schools, and there's always that argument, private versus public schools, but I think when you play in double or triple A and you have the ability to, you know, let's face it, just stack the teams' rosters by private schools, it's a little different. If it's quad A, then you at least have to play the best, the biggest, and the biggest, and the best of the best. But especially in double A with a team like that West Catholic, frankly, it's unfair sometimes if you see how much talent they put on a double A squad.
Right.
But, hey, Aliquippa can hang with anybody, I think. And Central Valley, you know, they have that taste of losing in the state playoffs. They wouldn't be a first-time Whippeal winner with that classic Whippeal hangover. You know, so if they were to win a championship, they would be primed to at least make it to Hershey. So I would say that if all four teams don't make it to Hershey, based on who they would have to play, kind of looking through like the teams from Erie or State College, I would say it would be an upset if all four didn't at least make it there.
Right. By the way, Matt Popchuk, Mr. High School Sports, checking the most championships, state championships in one season from District 7 were three. So they've actually never done it before. So it'll be interesting to see if they actually get it done. Craig, the time goes by way too quickly every week. I appreciate your time. We'll speak to you next Saturday.
You got it. We'll see you.